This is the sermon podcast of Jim Parsons, the senior pastor at Milford Hills United Methodist Church. For more information about our congregation, visit us at milfordhillsumc.org. Thank you for listening, and peace be with you.
You would remain standing for the reading of the Word of God today. This comes out of the Gospel of Matthew, which will be in for the next few weeks, and it'll chapter 10, verse 40 through 42. So hear now the Word of God. Those who receive you are also receiving me, and those who receive me are also receiving the one who sent me. Those who receive a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Those who receive a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. I assure you that everyone who gives even a cup of cold water to the little ones, because they are my disciples, will certainly be rewarded. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, may these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So last month we talked about how God calls us all, and that God, last week, mentioned that God calls all of us to be disciples of Jesus Christ. But what does that look like? What does Jesus tell us to do? Lucky for us, the Revised Common Lectionary gives us, during the month of July, using the Gospel of Matthew, some stories of Jesus' thoughts on how we are to be a disciple. Discipleship sounds like it's supposed to be easy. It sounds like it's just straightforward. Just follow what Jesus says. But that the reality is, and truly this is true for anything, to be good at it, or even to be great at it, it takes dedication and a whole lot of work. If we're going to walk the path of discipleship as followers of Jesus Christ, we have to take Jesus' words seriously. When he says in Matthew 7, near the end of the Sermon on the Mount, "Go in through the narrow gate. The gate that leads to destruction is broad and the road wide, so many people enter through it. But the gate that leads to life is narrow and the road difficult, so few people find it." The Sermon on the Mount is Matthew chapter 5 through 7, and it's the largest section of Jesus' teaching in Matthew. By the time we get to the 10th chapter, we're entering really the second largest teaching of Jesus. In the 10th chapter, in the beginning, Jesus is sending out the disciples on a mission trip. It says this in verse 1. He called his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to throw them out and to heal every kind of disease and every sickness. This is Jesus' kind of test run with the disciples. He's sending them out, not to the world, but only to the lost sheep, the people of Israel. He is sending out these Jews to tell the good news among the people they know, fellow Jews. He gives them instructions on what to say and what to do as they go out to their own people. Starting in verse 7, he says, As you go, make this announcement. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with leprosy, drive out demons. Piece of cake work, right? Then he warns them and says, what will happen during their experience. In verse 16, it says, "I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves, so therefore be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves." It's going to be rough out there for them. People will persecute you, make fun of you, flog you, imprison you, and claim that you are preaching blasphemy. This is just a great job description, isn't it? I mean, who would say yes to this? I mean, can you imagine me telling us as disciples, what I want you to do is go out, you know, go out to Salisbury, the people you know, who you're comfortable with, tell them the good news that the kingdom of heaven has come near. That part, fine. They won't like you, though.